Good morning. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks for joining me this morning for His Time. Glad to have this time with you enjoying sacred music.
Lutheran Senior Services invites you to explore its Hidden Gems resale shop at 9051 Watson Road in Crestwood. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Hidden Gems offers fantastic bargains on gently used home furnishings, jewelry, books, toys, clothes, and more. And best of all, each purchase through Hidden Gems goes to support older adults who have outlived their ability to support themselves. Lutheran Senior Services, trusted for a reason. LSSLiving.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone now, David Saving. He's the executive director of Lead a Child. Good morning, David. Welcome back to His Time.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Glad to have some time with you this morning to talk about what's going on with Lead a Child. I always enjoy our conversations here about the great work that Lead a Child is doing. For our listeners not familiar with Lead a Child, just a quick overview of the work.
Sure. Right. Well, our mission is simply this, is to share the love of Jesus with children around the world through Christian education. And so we are an RSO of the LCMS. We've been around for 48 years, kind of, I say, the hidden jewel of the LCMS and children's ministry internationally. And our focus is to really to give the poorest of the poor children in developing countries. We're in 29 countries around the world, helping send those students to primarily to Lutheran schools and or Lutheran project sites where Christian education is being taught. So to bring a temporal hope, a better future for their lives than their parents, in a sense, and that's what their parents typically say, can you send my child to school? But the most important part is giving them eternal life and eternal hope in Christ Jesus. So that's what, you know, we're in, we started in Central America, we're in South America, we've moved into Africa, we're in about 12 to 14 countries in Africa and in Southeast Asia, Cambodia, Bangladesh, India, Thailand, Sri Lanka. And we work through the national Lutheran churches there, if at all possible, to connect and make sure that our communications and accountability is there at all times. So that's kind of a nutshell, and we are blessed to be touching the lives of over 26,000 children by the support through your listeners, individual donors, churches, Lutheran churches around the United States. So we receive no funding from the federal government, so we're faith-based completely, and God has blessed us over the years.
David, can you give us an example of what a difference Lead a Child makes, you know, whether it's just for one child or for a whole community, maybe a story that you could share with us?
Well, let me tell you, it's kind of interesting. Our very first student that we say that we sponsored back in 1968, her name was Gloria. She was 8 years old, and she was living on the Caribbean coast of Guatemala. And the co-founders, Dr. Jim and Edie Jorns, were missionaries, agricultural missionaries down there at that time. And they saw this young girl living with her grandmother. Her parents had, in essence, kind of deserted her, and very, very poor. Took her in, and she became a part of what we first built, was the boarding home. And she lived there and grew and went to school and lived in the boarding home through high school, met her future husband, who became a Lutheran pastor in Guatemala. They from there moved but 30 miles from this boarding home and started a mission church in Guelan. And then about 20 years ago, they felt led as the same as Jim and Edie did to be missionaries, but they became missionaries to the country of the United States, and it's always interesting. But they came to the inner city of Chicago to minister to Hispanic people in the inner city churches of Chicago. And they're still there doing that. But the point is this, is that ordinary people like you and me and the Jorneses, by God's grace and through His Holy Spirit, can touch lives. And then those lives, like Gloria, will touch lives exponentially over the years. So thousands of children have grown up as a result of the scholarships that we help support those schools that they're in, so that they can have a better life and then also become live out the Great Commission of what Jesus says, you know, to go. And but that's the beginning story, and there's thousands and thousands. One in Chad, Africa. His name is Brahim Musa, and he's 8 years old, and we receive thousands of thank you letters from our children around the world. But he just simply said, you know, I'm from Chad, Africa. I am an orphan, and he simply just said, I want to thank the Christian Lutherans in the United States for supporting the church that he was connected with, because his school supplies, his uniform, and his tuition was paid for by CCCS, Lead a Child. And he just said, I want to thank you. I want you to know that you are acting like a father to me. And those are the kind of personal stories that funds that folks like your listeners give make a difference in changing the life and bringing hope of Jesus Christ. It just goes on and on. So
it's definitely an important work, and carrying out this work takes support. And one of the fun ways that that Lead a Child goes about gathering up support is through these bike rides that you do each year.
Right. Yes. You know, some wouldn't call it fun, but that's not true. It is a great blessing. Matter of fact, it was last year I had the privilege of. And my board of directors gave me the right to do so, but spent 62 days on a bike, biking from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine with one other individual. And we raised $250,000+ on behalf of children around the world. And that was a great experience. But every year we do an annual kind of a state bike ride. And this year we're heading down to Southeast Missouri, and it's called Bike the Fault Line. And it's a four-state, 400-mile bike event. And we have about 15 individuals from around the country who love CCCS, Lead a Child, and are raising, you know, pledges and funds. And it's our goal to raise a minimum of $20,000 to $40,000 for kids around the world. So,
outstanding. How can we find out more about this Bike the Fault Line?
Well, you can. You can come to our website, www.leadachild.org, and you can. There's a little logo on our front page, and you can click on it. It says the Fault Line, and you can see all the photos of all of our riders. Or, of course, you can Google anything nowadays and Google the Fault Line. But if you have a biker out there, a listener who would like to join us, it's a great opportunity. It's a 7-day, 400-mile trip, and all things are taken care of, food and lodging and so on. To get on our website and shoot me an email, or you can call me directly too, which is my phone number is on our website at www.leadachild.org.
Now, what if you can't commit to all 7 days? Can we still come out and help out in some ways?
Right, you can do a daily ride. So, I mean, a lot of your listeners are not that too far away, down in southeast Missouri. So
sure.
You could do a one day bike ride. And by the way, we have a pastor, Jeremy Klostermeyer, just outside of St. Louis, who's on our board of directors. And he is actually biking for us too, but because he can't attend this one, his goal is to bike 1,000 miles over the duration of this summer, day by day, and he is raising funds on behalf of Lead a Child. So, if you can't ride the ride, but you like to bike and you want to help support children around the world, and by taking pledges on your own, send me an email or contact us, and I'll show you how. And we've got lots of publicity and brochures that you could send out. So that'd be a great way to get in shape, whether you ride with us or not, and still make a difference in kids' lives.
That's a great thing to do. And certainly during the summer, it's fun to get out and enjoy the nice weather, and to do that with brothers and sisters in Christ to support kids
most
through
definitely.
Lead a Child. Yeah. Yeah, Kevin's listening right now, I bet. And Kevin, you could probably take a day and go do that. And Sarah, too, some of my friends who like to bike. Get out there and go join Lead a Child, and we'll support you as well.
Well, we have all sorts of bikers. You know, we have real, high-quality, good, fast bikers, and we have just recreational bikers. So it doesn't matter where you're at in your biking skills. You can join us and still match up with some of our folks and have a wonderful time.
Outstanding. Well, anything else going on with Lead a Child that we need to know about for this summer, or that we want to know about coming up this year?
Well, you know, Lead a Child is always trying to be as innovative as possible, and that's part of why we changed our name. And I'm saying doing ministry as Lead a Child. Our 501c3 nonprofit in the state of Kansas is Children's Christian Concern Society. It's kind of a mouthful. But LEAD represents Lutherans Educating and Discipling a Child. And that's what we're about. But so we're trying to find new ways to reach out. And we've been asked by the National LCMS National Youth Gathering to join them in their experiential convention hall. And we're building and construction a live, can we say, a live exhibit. We're calling it Lead a Child 360 Live. And it's simply we're reconstructing our classrooms from four countries around the world in an 18 by 24 foot exhibit. And you'll put on earbuds and an iPad, and you'll walk through and hear and see what happens in our schools around the world. And it'll give you a real live experience of what's happening. And so if you have churches out there or Lutheran schools that would like to experience that, following the National Youth Gathering, we'll be taking this experience on the road. And so you can call or, you know, get on our website at leadachild.org and find out more about that. And we'd love to come to your church or your community or district youth gathering or whatever it may be. So we're excited about that.
That does sound fun. We'll be at, I'm planning on heading to the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans this year, this summer as well, and have to come check it out.
Yes, most definitely. We'd love to have you.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, David, we have just a couple of minutes left I'd love to give you another opportunity to share another story with our listeners about Lead a Child, if you have any other individuals or communities that you'd like to share with us.
Well, let me just tell you a story about just recently. I was in Guatemala in a very remote village. We were traveling with one of the Lutheran pastors in a very remote area. And we were visiting and looking at if we could scholarship students in that area. Met a young man, a young boy, actually, I'm sorry. He was about 8 or 9 years old. And we were introduced to his family. And anyway, the point is that they had nothing. And matter of fact, they had like 5 children. And he was distraught, and his little brother had just passed away the day before. From, you know, unknown cause, probably starvation and so on, and just health-related And but those are the kind of students that we want to reach out to and touch. And he was, and his family, as I embraced them and we prayed for them over the loss of their child, bringing hope into families like that. That's what makes a difference and what touches our hearts strings. So, you know, those are the kind of students that you and I can participate in by, you can support a student through our sponsor student program at $25 a month, $300 a year, and can change a life for eternity. And so we challenge you to do that out there, you listeners, and that's how we get our support. It's through loving people and donors like you.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, David. It's certainly an important work. It's an important mission that you're on. We can find more information on the website, leadachild.org. Do you have the phone number handy?
Yes, you can call at 913-558-9298. And be more than willing to talk to you about the great ministry of Lead a Child.
Very good. Well, thank you, David, for your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us about Lead a Child, and we'll see you in New Orleans this summer, or we'll see you here in Southeast Missouri.
There you go. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you and your service. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to head up to West Salem, Wisconsin. We're going to study with Pastor Jason Shockman. He's at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in West Salem, Wisconsin. We'll take a look at Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. Hope you can join us for that this morning. I also want to say thanks to the many listeners who have supported Worldwide KFUO through Share-a-thon 2016 and those who are still contacting us following up from Share-a-thon. It's been great to hear from so many of you and to catch up with you as I share with the staff here that Share-a-thon is quite often like a family reunion for us. We get to hear from so many of you about what's going on in your lives and how KFUO is a part of that life. And thanks so much for sharing your support for Worldwide KFUO. You can still do that as well. KFUO.org. Go to the website. There's a Give Now button there and you can do that. Make your pledge online on KFUO. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading, the Daily Lectionary on Worldwide KFUO.